Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey mama, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry early Christmas for you and your family. I know you're working so hard behind the scenes to do everything for your family right now, this time of the year. You're trying to make traditions. You're trying to get the Christmas list, you know, all completed and buy all the presents and do all the things and make fun memories with kids, and everything just feels like too much and feels really overwhelming. And maybe you just keep snapping and losing your cool with your kiddos. And then you hate yourself for doing that. You feel like a terrible mom for yelling and screaming at your kids, for being rough with them, for being loud, for being aggressive, for being mean to your kiddos. Maybe your kids say, "Mom, you are mean to me. Why are you mean all the time?" And that really hurts your mommy heart. And I know you don't mean to do that, and you're just struggling. So that's why in this episode, I wanted to share with you about the truth behind anger for moms. Oftentimes, we think that our kids are making us mad, or they're making us angry, or they're making us irritable. And I want to remind you that those are feelings. You are feeling angry. You are feeling mad. You are feeling irritable. Your kids are not making you feel that. That's just what you feel, and there's a reason behind it. Your kids are literally just like pushing you over the edge. Let's say your cup is already overflowing with all the things that are going on and so much stress, and that like one more drop of your kid spilling milk, or your kid just can't finding their shoe, or whatever it is, and the little mess that they create non-intentionally by accident sets you off into a spiral, and you're freaking out, you're screaming at your kids, and then you're just consumed in mom shame, telling yourself, "I am the worst mom in the world. I'm not even meant to be a mom. What is wrong with me? Like, my kids are gonna just hate me when they grow up. Like, I just feel so terrible." And I have something that I put together for you that I think you're gonna find super helpful. If you go to endmomshame.com, it's gonna lead you to a free training that I put together for you. It is 5 ways to break free from mom rage shame. So it's 5 steps that you need to take to break free from mom rage shame if you feel like you are just consumed with negative thoughts about being a terrible mom for your kids and you're stuck in this anger spiral. It's gonna help you understand what's leading to that and what you can do about it. So here's something I want you to remember. The truth is that you're a good mom who is having a hard time. You're trying so, so hard to be the best mom for your kids, and you're struggling so badly. If you're reacting in anger all day long, I want you to know that there's something underneath that anger. Anger is a secondary emotion. It's a messenger. It's telling you something. Something is going on underneath. So think of it as an iceberg in the ocean. Anger is the top part. It's showing up in anger, and underneath is all the things that are actually going on that are contributing to that reaction of anger. So what I want you to do is to be curious. Get curious. I wonder why I feel angry. I wonder why I snap and lose my cool over the tiny little things. So tonight, when you're taking a shower, don't turn anything on. Don't listen to any podcast. Don't listen to any music. I just want you to take some time to yourself and just ask yourself when you're taking a shower, "I wonder why I reacted in anger today. What was going on? What happened? What was I thinking? I wonder what was going on. And actually, that End Mom Shame training that I shared with you earlier, it's going to help you walk through some of these questions. So if you download the training and sign up for it, you'll get the video training in your email. And also it comes with a workbook with some reflection questions that are going to be really helpful for you to reflect on to help you figure out what was actually going on that led you to feeling so overreactive. Oftentimes, in Christian circles, we think that anger is a spiritual problem. But what I have found with moms is that it's rarely that. Most of the times, for moms, it's something else. Sure, it can sometimes be a spiritual issue that we are not trusting God and we are feeling angry at someone and we want to hurt someone. And there's so many reasons underneath that that actually, you know, lead to some of the things that I will be talking about today. Sometimes it's unprocessed emotions that we are just feeling things need to be a certain way and we have a hard time letting that go. But today, I want to focus on two things: unmet needs that moms experience and mindset. So unmet needs is something that you need, but it's being unmet. And then mindset is your thoughts that are contributing to you feeling agitated, stressed, frustrated, and feeling angry. So let's go through them. And I'm going to list some things that are unmet needs that you might be experiencing. Maybe you have a few of them. Maybe you have all of them, plus the mindset. And it makes so much sense why you are overreacting in anger. Now, it's not an excuse to react in anger and yell and scream at your kids, but it makes sense why you do it. And now you can do something about it if you know what the reason is. So one of the ones that I teach all the time is unmet basic needs. You're dehydrated, you're malnourished, you're skipping meals, you're taking care of your kids, and you're not taking care of yourself. You're sleep deprived. Those are basic, basic things that if you are hungry, you will be hangry. Your mental energy, all your emotional regulation is going out the window because your brain is taking all its energy to focus on your unmet needs, unmet basic needs, instead of emotionally regulating. To emotionally regulate and stay calm, it takes a lot of energy. And if you're feeling sleep deprived, if you're feeling hungry, if you're dehydrated and you have unmet, literally basic needs that God created you with, you will feel overreactive and angry. That's everybody. Some people have a higher tolerance for it. Some people have a lower tolerance. I know I don't do well if I'm sleep deprived. I have to go to sleep by a specific time because sleep is important to me. I also don't do well when I'm hungry. The blood sugar goes wonky and I don't feel good and I start feeling agitated with my kids. And I know that about myself, and it's so important. Once you know that about yourself, you can do something about it to support yourself. Number two is need for help and support from your spouse, from your kiddos, from delegation, anything with like house chores and the mental load. You are carrying too much on your plate. You're doing too much. You're saying yes to too many things, or you're just stretched so thin and you need some support, because if you are stretched so thin, you literally have no time for yourself. And we'll talk about that a little bit further down the list. And that's why you are overreacting. You're constantly doing. Your nervous system is completely overloaded and you are going under massive stress in that moment. And it makes so much sense why you would react in anger. Again, you're not a bad mom. You're an amazing mom. You're just struggling. And if I was stretched so thin and my house was crazy and I was doing all the chores and not asking for help and not delegating or whatever, like, I would feel really reactive. And in my coaching program, I teach you how to ask for help. I teach you how to ask for support and delegate, what to release. Sometimes we just need to let go of certain things. We're just taking on too much on ourselves because we feel bad saying no, and then we're stressed so thin. So we go through all of that in my coaching program, step by step. We process through uncomfortable emotions. I help you through that. So if this could be you. This could be the thing that is just contributing to you feeling really overwhelmed. The next one is you need some appreciation for all that you do. As moms, we do so, 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 so much for our family, for our husbands, for our kids, for everyone around us. And it feels really, really hard when we are not appreciated or acknowledged everything that we're doing. And one of the ways that I seek that appreciation and need that appreciation, I will have an honest conversation with my husband. I'm like, I really need you to notice some of the things that I do. And just once in a while, just say, hey, thank you so much for all you do. And actually even like guide the kids to notice the things that mommy does and just to appreciate it. Because if words of affirmation is one of your love languages, this one would be really important to you. For some of us, it's not so important if words of affirmation is not your love language. But if it is, you will notice that this one really stands out to you. You start feeling bitter and resentful that you're doing everything for everyone. Yes, we need to serve like we're serving Christ. And oftentimes as humans, we just need to be noticed. And if we are unnoticed and unseen and unacknowledged and somebody just completely ignores everything we do, we can only do that so much. And I think it is really good for us as partners in our relationships and with our kids, even like talk about gratitude, things that we're grateful for. And you can bring that up. Just last night, I had this thing that I was doing with my kids and my husband, and we all were saying five things that we are grateful for. So my husband was saying things that he's grateful for, and so were the kids. And my husband was able to bring up, I'm thankful for my wife and all the things that she does for our family. And so the kids could hear that. And I'm thankful that this time I didn't have to ask him to do that. And sometimes he just does it on his own. And sometimes I think it's okay for us to just come up to our spouse in a good time, not when there's all this tension and stuff, and ask them, hey, would you sometimes just say some things that you're grateful for that I do so I feel appreciated, because I feel like I do so much for our family. And you do. And I would really, really like for it to be noticed sometimes. And so that is one. The next one is need for alone time, stillness, and silence. So if you're an introvert like me and a highly sensitive person, oh my goodness, need for alone time. It is high on my priority list. I make sure I get alone time every single day. I absolutely need alone time in order to function well as a mom. It could be in the morning before my kids get up. It could be in the afternoon when we have quiet time in our home. If you don't have quiet time in your home in the afternoon and you have little ones, you are missing out. So we have quiet time in our home in the afternoons when my little one naps and the boys are in separate rooms playing quietly with their toys or reading books. And having alone time and just stillness and silence is so, so, so good for you, especially if you're just constantly rushing, rushing, rushing and going and doing things. This could be the unmet need that is contributing to you feeling overreactive, all that stress, all that cortisol. The next one is need for peace in your home. So if there's a lot of yelling and screaming and chaos and throwing things and just tension, that creates a lot of stress in your mind. And we are not meant to live under that stress. God designed us to have peace in our lives. So if there's constantly chaos and stress like that, that will lead you to feeling overreactive. What I notice is that when there's a conflict between my husband and I, and we have unresolved it yet, and it creates stress for me, I feel more agitated with my kids, and they have nothing to do with the circumstance. It's just me thinking about the situation with my husband. We haven't resolved it yet. And that creates the stress. And I like peace. I like to get along and I need to talk about things. And so that could be something that is contributing to you feeling overreactive and easily angered. The next one is need for connection with loved ones or friends. So if you are constantly just go, 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 and you have no time to slow down and just connect with your kiddos, with your spouse, even with some friends, to go out once in a while with some girlfriends, this, you're running low in this need. We all have that need for connection. God created us that way. And so you're running low on that. And that is something that's contributing to you feeling overreactive. The next one is need for order. So if your house is a is a zoo and everything is super chaotic and you have lots of clutter and things are disorganized and chaotic and crazy, the need for order, that is something that's going to contribute to you feeling overreactive. If you're highly sensitive like me, I am, I need order. I like when things are clutter-free, when there isn't a lot going on. It just makes me feel better. I just feel lighter. I feel more peaceful. Your physical environment really does affect you. So that could be another one. Need for boundaries so others treat you well. So if you have people in your lives that just take advantage of you and ask you to do too many things or whatever, or some tension with other people in your relationship and you're allowing them to treat you poorly and you don't have any boundaries in place, that will lead you to feeling easily angered and frustrated with your kids because you have this issue going on the side and it brings up a lot of uncomfortable feelings. And if they're not processed, you're taking it out on your kids. In my coaching program, I teach you how to process and release emotions in a healthy way so you don't take it out on your kids. On a regular basis. It's not like once in a while thing. It's regularly you're processing and releasing emotions. So the next one, it leads to this one, need to process emotions that have been suppressed. If you're suppressing agitation, if you're suppressing resentment, bitterness, some pain, some betrayal, whatever it is, like any unprocessed emotion that you're just trying to, like, somebody said something to you that made you feel super uncomfortable and maybe hurt or whatever it is, and you are just trying to suppress it because you're so busy, you have no time to process it, you are going to take it out on your kids. You're going to be a lot more agitated by them and snap a lot more easily, taking all the other things going on with basic unmet needs and, you know, being sleep deprived and having no alone time. It makes so much sense why you are overreacting, my friend. You're a great mom. You're just struggling. Get that in your head. I am an amazing mom and I'm doing my best to my physical, mental capacity, and I'm struggling so badly right now. The second part to all of this is mindset. There's all of the unmet needs that we talked about that you are experiencing that could be contributing to the anger. And because anger is a secondary emotion, there's something going on underneath. And the second part of it is mindset. If you have a lot of negative thoughts all the time, you will feel reactive and easily angered. Your thoughts, so it goes like your beliefs, they lead to your thoughts and they lead to your feelings. If you I'm feeling really reactive. Oftentimes, it could be your thoughts. I'm at a point where my needs are pretty good. I meet my needs really regularly, and that part is going pretty well for me. My problem, when I overreact in anger, majority of the time, for me, it's my thoughts. So for example, it could be expectations. I have unrealistic expectations of my kids or my spouse. I want them to do something right away and they're not doing it. The other day when I was going through Mommy Mindset course that I mentioned to you multiple times by Tessa Romero, amazing, amazing course. So by the way, if you choose to sign up to work with me in my 12-week coaching program, at the end of the program, I gift you her course because I literally think it's so, so, so good for moms to work on their mindset. Like it's like the next level. It's amazing. I'm going through it right now. I love it so much. And one of the things I had to write down on there was the expectations I have on my kids. A whole list. I think I had to write down at least 10 expectations I have of my kids that I'm expecting them to do or not to do in circumstances. And when I wrote it down on paper, I realized that I have massive, like perfect expectations of my kids. So of course it makes sense if I'm expecting them to listen to me immediately as soon as I say something that when they don't, I overreact in anger. Or let's say for me, I don't necessarily overreact in anger, but I feel agitated internally and frustrated. So one of the things that you learn in there, so if you have these expectations and they're being unmet, what are you expecting yourself to do? And we walk through that in that course. And it's similar process what I work through in my coaching program. Like when this happens, then I will do XYZ. When my kids do this, when my kids don't listen, when I ask them to do something, then I will ask, like, what are you going to do instead of yelling and screaming? We work through that in my coaching program. So unrealistic expectations of your kids or your spouse or others around you. Number two is like that is all mindset, control. You want things to go only your way. And it can be with little things in your life, like getting somewhere on time. And if it's not going your way and kids are running late, they're not cooperating, it's causing lots of frustration, right? Or having your kids wear a certain outfit and you feel out of control in the circumstance, that's triggering you. Or it could be big things in your life, like you're praying about something in your life and God is not answering, or you feel out of control of something massive going on in your life, some health issue or whatever it might be. And it's hard to surrender to God. So there could be massive big things. In my coaching program, we work on the things that are practical with the in relation to motherhood. We do talk a little bit about like mentally surrendering to God, but that's not my big focus in my program. It's about a lot of the daily little things that we encounter as moms with our kiddos that are contributing to us feeling out of control in the circumstance. And how do we shift our mindset to feel empowered and in control instead of out of control? The other thing is just having a lot of negative thoughts. For example, of course this is happening to me. They never do this. They always do this. I'm always the one doing XYZ. They're making me mad. They're making me frustrated. They're making me late. I have to do this. When you have those negative thoughts that are not life-giving, it will lead you to feeling resentful and bitter. And those feelings are going to lead to negative actions. So how do you shift your thoughts from negative thoughts like that? Some of that stuff we're going through my course, and that is where Mommy Mindset Course by Tessa is so, it goes even way, way, way deeper into that. And so this is where I am working through all the time. My biggest thing right now that I'm working through, and I'll do an episode on it, is time. I feel like when I'm not doing something that I want to, I feel like I never have enough time for anything, and I'm not even overcommitted. And it's like anything that I set my mind to do to get in this block of time done, and then something interferes with that, I have a hard time being adaptive and feeling like I'm losing time to get something done that I want to get done. And anyways, or like I would say phrases to my kids like, you're wasting my time. And I hate that, saying that phrase. And so I had to mentally shift to like, I can make time for this. Anyways, I'll make a whole episode on that. But like, it's the thoughts that are contributing to feeling agitated or frustrated or snappy, and add the unmet needs to that, like it's a recipe for disaster, my friend. So this is the kind of stuff I help you with in my coaching program. All of that, all of those things lead to massive stress in your brain. Combined with them, multiple of them together, your window of tolerance is so low that it makes so much sense why you flip out on your family for the smallest things with your kids. It just makes so much sense. I wanted to share with you a story with my client that I recently finished working with. She struggled a lot with negative thoughts. The mindset piece was big for her. And things like she had to say, like, I have to do this. This is happening to me. And we really had to work on shifting her thoughts that I get to do this. I get to serve. I have this opportunity to do this. Or this is my chance to do this right now with my kids. And when we shifted that to that perspective, she noticed a massive change in how she was feeling in the circumstances that she was experiencing. Even though the circumstance didn't change, the feeling that she had in that circumstance was different, which led to her feeling more patient, more calm, more relaxed, and less reactive. So maybe you are struggling with all of these things in all of these areas. What I want you to encourage you is pick one area that you can focus on right now. Maybe in this time of the year, it is just making sure that you're eating, because you notice that when you are hungry, you are hangry and you are really reactive. So focus on one thing at a time, and you can go back and re-listen to this podcast episode, take the notes on these things, and focus on one thing at a time so you can start making changes. For me, the transformation in my motherhood was step-by-step process. I had to work at one thing at a time. The important thing is to understand why you're feeling angry and have those hurtful reactions towards your kids. Then you can do something about it. The Bible tells us, be angry and do not sin. Anger itself is not an issue. Anger is a messenger. And it is not wrong to feel angry. It is wrong to say and do sinful things in anger. I want to remind you that there's nothing wrong with the emotion of anger. What's wrong is actually saying and doing hurtful things and destructive actions in anger. That is sinful. My beautiful friend, if you know that you have unmanaged anger problems and you can't seem to get a hold of it, it's negatively affecting your relationships with those that you love and care the most for, and every night you feel like a terrible mom to your kids. Maybe you've learned all the things that you need to do and how to get a hold of your anger, but it feels so overwhelming and you're not even sure where to start, and you can't seem to implement what you know, and you want some help making these changes, I'm here to support you. I'm taking on new clients in January. I know that December is busy for you. You are already stretched so thin, but maybe this time of the year, you can ask your spouse and loved ones who are giving you gifts to give you money instead so you can invest into your well-being starting in January. I have an episode that I made for you, how to come up with money for coaching and talk to your spouse about it. It's episode 171, and I will link it to you in the show notes. If you are ready to make these changes and you want help, can you please email me at hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com and email me the phrase coaching in 2024. Let's connect, my friend. Let's talk. Let's see if my program is the answer that you have been praying for. It could be, maybe not. There's no pressure to sign up and work with me. My program, I offer 100% money back guarantee. I have payment plan options. I have financing options if that is something that's holding you back. Friend, if you have found this episode helpful, please do me a favor and share it in a text message with 3 friends. I'm confident that you have a friend in your life that could learn something from this episode. Most people find new episodes from a recommendation from a friend. So if you have found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. I will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you this Christmas season. Every day, my friend, I pray for you. And I want you to know that there's hope for you. You're not stuck. You are an amazing mom. You're just having a hard time, and there is hope for you. It is so possible for you to break out of this destructive anger, this hurtful anger, this explosive anger, the one that is ruining your relationships. God wants so much more for you, and it is available to you. And if you want my help, I'd love to connect with you. And until next time, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Hi friend, did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.